This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I think some of it's embracing the way the season has gone. And at 6-6, there are a lot of people thinking we were going to be kind of stumbling to the finish, and then who knows what was going to happen. A lot of you probably in this group, either publicly or privately, were talking about Mike T getting axed. So it feels good to shut all those comments down. Clean the slate now. Anybody can make a run. You know, it's the hottest team. We've won 4 out of 5. We're playing a lot better football than we were earlier in the season. I like our chances.
Agree to disagree that the fire Tomlin conversations have been shut down. I know Rodgers is new around here, but if the Steelers should lose this playoff game in the fashion in which they've lost their previous 6, then the fire Tomlin conversations will be rip-roaring again, especially on the heels of his combatant John Harbaugh getting the axe in Baltimore. But I don't want to talk about that. We're too close to the game to get into that. I want to focus on Tomlin and how it relates to this game. At 412-928-9370, I posted a Twitter poll yesterday, and the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Who do you think's going to win this game? 70% of voters, millions of voters, say the Steelers are going to win this game. And I'm having a tough time squaring that optimism with people's general overall lack of optimism about Mike Tomlin as head coach. I think the vast majority of Steelers fans don't believe in Mike Tomlin, yet the vast majority of callers we've gotten this week, texters we've gotten this week, tweets I got this week, and now that Twitter poll seem to think the Steelers are going to win this game. If you're somebody that's been anti-Tomlin and you are now pro the Steelers winning, how does your brain allow you to get there? Because I like the matchup for the Steelers. I'll let the cat out of the bag now. I think it's going to be a competitive football game because of the matchup. But I can't possibly pick the Steelers to win the game because of Mike Tomlin's recent track record of getting absolutely throttled in the playoffs. Like 0-6, falling behind the first quarter 76-0 in those 6 games. The Steelers' largest deficit in each of those 6 games, 27, 21, 28, 28, 21, 21 respectively. They're the only team in playoff history to trail by 21-plus in 6 straight games. In the postseason, nobody else has even done it 4 times. If you're a Steelers fan who thinks they're going to win the game, how do you square that with your lack of belief in Mike Tomlin? And I'm just asking. I'm not here to shout at anybody. I'm just curious. If you think they're going to win the game, why? And why all of a sudden are you believing in Tomlin? Because you can't think they're going to win the game if you don't have a belief in the head coach. The other head coach is damn good. DeMeco Ryans, 2 years ago, wins the division, wins a playoff game. Last year, wins the division, wins a playoff game. This year, makes the playoffs. He's made the playoffs in 3 consecutive seasons and won a playoff game in each of the first 2. That guy's pretty damn good. Mike Tomlin hadn't done jack squat in 8 years. So if you've got confidence, why? I'm more curious than anything else. Best caller on this subject wins a pair of tickets to the Pittsburgh RV show, 412-928-9370. We talk to Dave in Warrendale all the time. We like Dave. How are you, Dave?
Good morning.
Mernon.
So, I think it's Rodgers calling the shots.
Yeah.
Not Tomlin. Rodgers is going to take control of this game. And I'll leave it at that. And I think the Steelers are going to win.
I think that's the best argument you can make. And I appreciate the call, David. I mean, that's what makes me think that the game is going to be close. If Mike Tomlin was 2-4 in his last six playoff games, if he was 3-3, if he was 1-5 and showed that he could actually get his team up off the mat to win a playoff game, the Rodgers factor alone would make me feel like, yeah, they're going to win this one. Rodgers makes me feel like it's going to at least be close. But I can't pick the Steelers to win until I see Mike Tomlin win another playoff game, fair or foul. And if you're a Steelers believer on Monday night, but you're a Mike Tomlin detractor, how do you square those two things? I think the mental gymnastics is fascinating. 412-928-9370. A texter writes in, Crowley, you're literally going to pick the Steelers on Monday. Shut the hell up with the garbage. I just picked them to lose. We'll do a more comprehensive preview on Monday. Caboli's going to join us, I believe, for a couple of hours. We're really going to get into the nitty-gritty with X's and O's and matchups and this and that. But I'm not going to move off my spot. Like, I don't think the Steelers are going to win the game. I think Houston's really good. They've won 9 in a row. They've got the best defense, in my opinion, bar none, in the NFL. I think Seattle's got the second-best defense in the NFL. I think they have the best edge-rushing tandem in the NFL. They've got two really good corners, one elite corner, a really good safety, a middle linebacker who's maybe the dirtiest player going in the NFL that no one talks about, who is going to crush dudes. Like, Houston's good. We're sleeping on Houston, and I think we're so excited about the game and the way that the Steelers got to the game that collectively we're forgetting about Tomlin's track record. It's my hypothesis. 412-928-9370. Rocky in Pittsburgh is also a frequent caller. We love Rocky. Hi, Rocky.
Adam, good morning. How are you?
Oh, buddy, I am annoyed that the Steelers don't play until Monday. That's how I'm feeling. Like, I want them to, I know it would be worse for them, for their health and their rest, for them to play on Saturday, but I'm camping at the bit to get this thing going.
So what was that percentage again? You ran the poll or whatever?
70% of Steelers fans,
oh my goodness,
think that they're going to win the game.
I've been doing advanced analytics since Monday. I'm somewhere in like the 17 to 22%. I had Miss Canton in high school for statistics, and I'm kind of a big deal in the analytic world. Underground, of course. I don't do anything on the internets or anything, but their in-game adjustments are non-existent. Mike Tomlin's out coached.
You know what, Rocky? I think over the last few years, generally, you're right about that. I think the Steelers should kick that narrative to the curb based on what they've done the last four third quarters. I mean, they've given up 8 yards in total, isn't it, over the course of the last four third quarters? One of their big issues early in the season was they lead at halftime. They led at the half as much as any team in the sport this year, but couldn't finish the job. In the last four games, they've come out in the third quarter. They've kept the football. They've kept offenses off the field, and when the offenses have been on the field, the Steelers' defense has been great. I can't point to anything other than in-game adjustments. So I'll stick up for Tomlin there, and we just had a texter say, boy, you never give Tomlin credit for anything. Well, I just did there. I also gave Tomlin an A for his regular season work, but the regular season and the postseason are different. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. He's a very good regular season coach. Get it done in the postseason if you want some credit, buddy. And that's why I can't pick the Steelers. It's been too many playoff losses consecutively where they haven't even been competitive for me to just go into this game and say, oh, they got it. They're going to beat this team that's won 9 games in a row, which has been a kind of a trendy AFC championship pick. Like, I can't do that in good conscience. And I hope I'm wrong. Of course I hope I'm wrong. And if the Steelers win this game, depending on the opponent, I'll probably pick them to win the next game. Because I like the roster construction. I like the trenches. I like the offensive line. I like the defensive line. I love the way Rodgers is playing. But until I see Tomlin get the monkey off his playoff coaching back, I can't say, oh, he's going to do it. Again, not in good conscience. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, Texans have never won a playoff road game. So with your Tomlin logic, that gives them no shot, right? There's so many, it's a good text, there's so many conflicting statistics in this game. Like, the Steelers are undefeated on Monday Night Football, going back to 1991 at home, 23-0 in that stretch. Mike Tomlin is 12-0 at home on Monday Night Football. Mike Tomlin is 22-3 on Monday Night Football. But he's 0-6 in his last six playoff games. Houston's won 9 in a row. If you are looking for optimism, here's my favorite stat of the entire week. Dome teams, the last 10 years in the playoffs, that have gone on the road and played in sub-40-degree temperatures are 1-14. So yes, Houston 0-6 on the road in the playoffs. And dome teams getting in the cold, generally, last 10 years, hadn't fared all that well in the playoffs. So there's a ton of stats that are conflicting. Few stats can enter. Only a few can survive. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Texter, I think you're bipolar. You were slobbering all over Tomlin 2 days ago. Now he's not capable of winning a playoff game. Got to fill airtime, I guess. I never think about filling airtime. I think about what's interesting. And I talk about what I want to talk about, what I've got opinions on. And given our ratings and given the Marconi, I think I do a pretty damn good job of it. As for the being bipolar, no, I think Mike Tomlin had a great regular season. If he was as good a postseason coach as he was a regular season coach, there would have never been conversations about whether the Steelers should move on. He is not. He is 8-11 in the postseason. There are only, 20 coaches that have coached in 20 playoffs, or for 20 seasons, excuse me. And of those coaches, Mike Tomlin has one of the worst winning percentages in the postseason among them. He's not been a good playoff coach. I don't think it's that hard to understand. Love what he does in the regular season. What have you done for me when it really matters? In the last decade, nothing. 412-928-9370. 70% of Steelers fans on a Twitter poll said they think they're going to win the game. But I know a lot of you out there don't trust Mike Tomlin. How do you square those two things? I'm curious. 412-928-9370. Like I said, best caller wins a pair of tickets to the Pittsburgh RV show. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
We love Mike T, and Mike T has had an incredible career as a head coach. To go that long and never have a losing season is unbelievable. There's always going to be something. You know, when I was a young player, they said I, you know, couldn't be considered elite until I won a playoff game. And then after that, it was until you win a Super Bowl, and, oh, you haven't won MVP yet, and whatever they might be. For Mike T, he's had, 19 straight non-losing seasons. So they got to find something to try and get after him. Mike T's probably like me, though, doesn't give a whole lot of shot. Any of those comments, but it is nice because we all love him and want to play for him and want to win for him.
So I might not have a ton of belief that Mike Tomlin can end the playoff losing skid. The guys in the locker room disagree with me. And that's good. Go win the game. Aaron Rodgers loves him some Mike Tomlin. He also said there that Mike Tomlin doesn't give a bleep about what the media says about him. I don't buy it. I don't. I think we're all fueled by criticism. I guess I'm only speaking for myself, but I'm a big believer in being pissed off for greatness. Proving doubters wrong. You get canned from one place, you go to another and you kick ass, or the place that you used to work for previously doesn't give you a contract, and then you get to go to the greatest radio station in the country. You might want to prove them wrong every single day. And you might take a certain amount of pride when you beat him in the ratings. Who am I talking about? So Rodgers believes in Tomlin. Freiermuth, after the game, said he believes in Tomlin. And that meant a lot to me because I feel like Tomlin and Arthur Smith have gone out of their way almost to ignore Pat Freiermuth this year. So they're all pulling at the same rope. And I think because Rodgers believes, and they all believe in Rodgers, that makes it easier to believe in Mike Tomlin. And that might be something going for them that they haven't had going for them in the previous six games that they've lost and got bludgeoned in these playoffs. As for the not caring about what the media says, when Tomlin went on with Eisen and was talking about Harbaugh, I feel like he was almost talking about himself and the lack of patience. And I think he was sort of projecting that if he were to be let go, that it would be unfair. And I don't think there's noise from coming inside the house. I think the noise is coming from the media. Also, when Tomlin's beating his chest and blowing a kiss to the cameras, I think he's doing that at his haters. Also, when he comes off the field in Detroit and he says, "That's what gives me confidence, Brooke," I think it's because he knows what the media, particularly the national, well, no, really the media has said about him. He hears it all. I think the Steelers can win this football game on Monday night. I think the Steelers, because of their belief, because of their improvement in the trenches, because of their quarterback, have their best shot to win a playoff game for the first time since 2017. But I can't pick them until I see Tomlin get that playoff losing streak monkey off his back. A lot of people out there seem to think the Steelers are going to win this game. And if you think that, and you're also a Mike Tomlin doubter, how do you square those two things? I'm curious. 412-928-9370. Number one fan of the Fan Morning Show joins us now, Matt Zagarelli. What up, Zag?
What up, man? How we doing?
Oh, we're great.
Vibes are high. Vibes are high.
This game, this weekend's going to take 8 years, isn't it, Zag?
Oh, I have not recovered from last week. You can still hear it in my voice. I sound like dog water.
Are you going to the game on Monday?
No. We're going to be up at Seven Springs for a wedding through the weekend, but we're getting back home for the game.
Beautiful. What you got for me?
Yeah. So, as you were saying, this game's coming down to the trenches. I mean, Dylan Cook, it's time to earn your lunch money. Will Anderson, Daniil Hunter, they're straight-up dogs. We know that. If Dylan Cook can hold up, if everybody can hold up in the trenches, Rogue Rodgers, he's the smartest. He's the smartest quarterback I've ever watched play football in my life. He will pick apart this defense if he has time. DK Metcalf coming back is going to help. And I'm telling you what, Adam Thielen, that's the guy. I'm believing. I got a feeling he's going to take over. And I'm calling it 24-21 Steelers. Chris Boswell, 55-yard field goal. Woo! With time winding down.
Oh, God, we'll all have heart attacks. Thank you, Zag. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I appreciate it, brother.
Have fun this weekend at the wedding. God, I love weddings. Seven Springs. Sounds nice. If the Steelers score 24, they're winning. I feel like this could be a race to 17. As much faith as I don't have in Tomlin, and as poorly as the defense has performed in this six-game losing streak, I just don't think Houston's offense is good enough to score a bunch of points here. And I don't think the Steelers' offense is good enough to score a bunch of points on an elite Houston defense. I do think it's going to be in that like 17-14 range. So take the under. Texter, I absolutely love the morning show. Missing Doran. Keep on keeping on, Adam. I miss Doran, too, a great deal, especially around playoff time. But it's paternity leave. What are you going to do? You celebrate the baby. This texter then went on to say, My wife and I have two sets of twins. 15-3. Two sets of twins. My word.
That's something. That's something. What are the odds of that?
It's a good question.
It's already statistically unlikely to have twins.
If you have twins, like when you're expecting your first child, I was just talking to an old high school buddy of mine, Zach, last week, who had twins, and he said he passed out, like legitimately passed out, when they found out that his wife was pregnant with twins. You're having your first baby, you're all excited, but you're terribly nervous because nobody's really prepared until that little bundle of joy comes into the world. You find out you're having twins. Goodness gracious. I wouldn't have been able to handle it. Anybody out there who's handled it, your first kid turns into two kids, God bless you.
You ever seen Full House?
Of course, Danny Tanner.
That was actually the first time I was like introduced to the concept of twins because I used to watch that show. Because, you know, Jesse and Becky had twins. And I remember he was so emotional. He's like, I'm scared because if I make one wrong decision, I screw up two lives. And I'm like, oh, Jesse.
That's exactly right.
Jesse.
Yeah. Now I have two lives that I can screw up. And I'm trying fervently every day not to. But at once, when you have no experience, like the second kid is the beneficiary of you having experience with the first kid. If you get two right off the shoot, you are just throwing darts, baby. Texter, Harry, you need to get laid first in order to have twins. Why you do that to Harry?
I got a girlfriend.
And why do I got to read it?
I got a girlfriend.
Say it again. I'm sure people will believe you the fourth time.
I do.
That's five. You can give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. If you are a Tomlin non-believer, but a Steelers believer on Monday night, how do you square those two things? 412-928-9370. And also, what did Jerome Bettis have to say that's got Steelers fans' panties in a bunch? Twitter poll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Went up yesterday. 70% of Steelers fans who voted on the poll think the Steelers are going to beat the Texans. Yet I know from doing this job and living here in Pittsburgh that the vast majority of Steelers fans don't trust Mike Tomlin. So how do you square those two things? 412-928-9370. We'll take some calls on that in a moment. A texter writes in, good morning, gents. I called in late, had to drop off the kids. Wanted to give Harry mad props. That recap this morning was possibly one of the best yet. I think it was the best. We will be playing it again in 12 minutes to get Yins pumped up and ready for Steelers Texans. And we'll play it again at 8:50. And we'll play it again to end the show. And then we're going to play it again on Monday to get people fired up. 412-928-9370. What did Jerome Bettis have to say that got people all jacked up? We'll tell you about that in a second. But first, let's go to Brian in New Brighton. Hi, Brian.
How's it going?
Good, man. What you got?
I have two things. Yeah. I have two things. One, on the specific question, I think it's not a specific right now people don't trust Tomlin, but I think it's why Tomlin and Rodgers get along. Their kind of careers parallel. It's an overtime thing. Like, if Rodgers was here for another 10 years, people would hate him if he had the same career that he had in Green Bay, where in the regular season, you'll collect all these MVPs, but in the playoffs, kind of lay an egg. The same thing goes with Tomlin. 10 years ago, everybody preached about how Tomlin was the greatest coach ever because he could talk. He you know, would win in the regular season, but over time that wears thin. 15 years from now, we'd hate both again.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's why, in fact, I know that's why Rodgers isn't in Green Bay anymore. You can't win four MVPs and just one Super Bowl. Now, I went back and I was watching some of Rodgers' old Green Bay playoff games, and I was looking at the statistics from some of his old Green Bay playoff games. I think you make the argument he was clearly not the biggest reason why they were losing in the postseason. In fact, 2-4 in his last six. Most recent two losses, Rodgers got sacked five times in each game, and we've watched Rodgers all season. Rodgers, you know, sacks can be a quarterback stat. With Rodgers, I don't view it that way. Like, when Rodgers finds himself on his ass, it's because the offensive line screwed up. So how do I possibly blame him for those losses? Plus, his quarterback rating in those six games combined, it's over 100. 12 touchdowns and four picks. So if you think that the Steelers can win on Monday night in spite of Tomlin and because of Rodgers and because of the trenches, I'm willing to hear you on that. And I think it's why they've got their best chance to win a playoff game since 2017. But I just can't pick them until I see Tomlin get off the schneid, if that makes sense. And I think it does. Once he shows me he can win a playoff game in this new era, I'm going to believe he can do it again. But he got to show me first. It is my least favorite kind of analysis. I'll just be straight up with you. Something hasn't happened, that means it can't. Well, Washington couldn't win in the playoffs with Alex Ovechkin until they did. The Cubs couldn't win a World Series forever until they did. The Red Sox couldn't until they did. So, like, things we don't see can happen. But I'm not giving Tomlin any benefit of the doubt. Cody in West Mifflin, hello.
Hi, yeah. I think the quote was attributed to Mark Twain. There are lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Yeah.
And all this talk about not winning in 8 years, and he's 23-0 on Monday night, all that is out the window. Every game is different. Every season is different. Every team is different. So the idea that he can't win or won't win, possibly. But this team is different. This team is different from last week and last year. So you can take all these statistics and do with them what you want, and it makes for great analysis. However, this game is different from every other game. So you got to take one game at a time, as the old saying, the cliche goes, and I think they're going to win.
Do you like RVs, Cody?
I do.
You want to go to the RV show?
Sure.
All right, you got tickets. I'm putting you on hold. Thanks for the call. That is a good call. And there's so many statistics in this game that we've gone over chapter and verse this week, and they're all at loggerheads with each other. Like, well, Houston's never won a road playoff game. Yeah, well, Tomlin hasn't won one in 8 years. Well, dome teams can't win in the postseason. 1-14 in sub-40-degree temperatures the last 10 years. Huh, shoot, they're probably not going to win, huh? But Mike Tomlin has won a playoff game in 6 years. And they get out to bad starts in these playoff games. And they've gotten out to bad starts in each of the last 2 weeks, which is a trend that I pay attention to. So I think Cody's right. We can use statistics to frame the narrative however we so choose. I am choosing to put more stock in Mike Tomlin's inability to win playoff games than dome team statistics that haven't had much to do with Houston at all. 412-928-9370. We'll continue to take your calls. Chris Carter of the Locked On Steelers podcast, in a publication that's also going to close up shop in May, he's going to join us at 8 for his weekly matchup segment. Up next, Harry Callis's Steelers weekly wrap-up, playoff pump-up edition, and the comments from Jerome Bettis that got people's panties in a bunch.
The one thing I will say is I thought the crowd was a bit iffy.
Jerome Bettis taking a shot at Steelers Nation, saying the crowd Sunday night was iffy. I couldn't disagree more. Now, full disclosure, I was not there, but everyone I know and love pretty much was there, and they said it was rocking like the old days. And it popped that way on the television. It sounded like it was rocking like the old days. There were Ravens fans who are bloggers who were videotaping themselves at the game enjoying Renegade. And I saw this particular one say that he went to a bunch of different road venues this year and said that no place rocked more than Acrisure did while Renegade was playing. Now, maybe Bettis is getting into the fact that early on there were some uneasy moments and the Steelers are maybe another three and out and the Ravens score away from totally losing the crowd. But isn't that fair? Like, it was a winner-take-all for the AFC North game, and you come out slow. If you'd come out real slow, don't you reserve the right to boo? Don't you reserve the right to be pissed off? I think you do. A texter brings up, and it's kind of on the topic here, I think people aren't bringing up enough Houston's road record this year. They're 7-2 at home and 5-3 on the road. The reason I haven't brought it up, even though it's factually accurate, is because they've won their last four road games at Los Angeles. It's not a tough place to play necessarily because there's a lot of Texans fans there, but you're going to the West Coast. At Kansas City, they won. Not an easy place to play, and that's when Kansas City was still playing for something. At Indianapolis, which as a dome when they were good, one of the toughest places in the sport to play. They also beat Baltimore 44-10 on the road this year. I'd rather have the game in Pittsburgh, and I do think it gives you an advantage, and it can help Rodgers hopefully neutralize the pass rush a little bit with a hard count. We saw the difference that that made first time they played Cleveland and the second time they played Cleveland. Scored 23 points the first game, only 6 the second game, and I think playing on the road affected that. But I don't think it's the be-all, end-all. Chris Carter of the Locked On Steelers podcast and a publication that is going to close its doors in May. He joins us for his weekly matchup segment coming up next. Highly rated segment where we really get to the nitty-gritty of Steelers Texans. But first, let's fire the people up. We played it already at 6:50. Harry Callis's weekly Steelers wrap-up playoff pump-up edition. Rave reviews for this one. Let's go.
If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Harry Callis is back. It's the playoffs, man. Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
The Steelers want to forget what gave us a chuckle.
If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
But he's right. They just have to score the most points. There's no more room to disappoint. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
Pop thinks the Steelers are really in sync.
This game is going to not be as close as people think.
This is a different team. Can't you feel it? Perhaps the AFC? The Steelers will steal it. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
Stefanski's gone. John's gone. Tomlin's not. So there's a chance for a new age to dawn where the Steelers are a playoff threat again. No more pretend. Don't bend. Let's make it to the end. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
The efforts of Aaron Rodgers is always helpful. He's just got a unique resume, a unique talent, a unique thirst for significant moments, and I'm never surprised when he smiles in the face of adversity and delivers for us as he did on Sunday night. I'm so thankful for that.
Texter writes in, all the ladies in my office are crushing on Callis and his rap vibes. So whoever thinks he can't get laid clearly doesn't understand women. That's a real text.
I still have a girlfriend.
I know, but I have a wife. It doesn't hurt to be admired.
That's true.
Yeah. I want people to lust after me. But they don't. They are after you. And by the way, if you're listening to anything but the fan from now until the game on Monday night, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it 1,000% wrong. You're not getting any better analysis, wall-to-wall Steelers coverage here. You ain't getting that anyplace else.
I have to tell you
something. So put it on in your office for the ladies.
I have something to say.
Yeah.
At 8:50, I'm going to make a special announcement about the rap.
What?
After you play it then, yeah. You gave me an idea earlier, and I think I can make something work, so I'm going to let you know. At 8:50, special announcement.
Coming up next, Chris Carter for his weekly matchup segment. At 8:50, Harry Callis with a special announcement. And we'll also play the weekly wrap-up playoff pump-up song again. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hot today. High of 61, low of 39. Unfortunately, 80% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.